Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some poinsettia tips and go over the extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know, your state's agricultural college is consistently ranked among the top agricultural schools in the nation and in the world. What makes our ranking particularly surprising to those who don't know K-State University's history or commitment to agriculture is our size, ranked in the top 10 in the nation's best of 140 ag schools. K-State is smaller than its top 10 and even top 20 peers. Those schools average more than 36,000 students, and K-State is just over half of that at 18,558. Generally speaking, the smaller the school, the more difficult it is to advance in the rankings. These complex major factor rankings are affected by the revenue generated from tuition, research, and state appropriations, ease in recruiting top faculty and students, academic reputation, and number of faculty publications. Being ranked one of the world's best agricultural programs is not a simple bragging right. It's a serious responsibility. The Kansas agricultural community is dependent on K-State's leadership and capability to provide a strong ag workforce and research that will cover our state and citizens to continued prosperity. In spite of our size and resources, K-State's College of Agriculture has proven to be a world-class leader. In my Christmas news, for many, the rich color of poinsettias is a comforting symbol of the holidays. With proper care, the popular plant can last through the end of the year and beyond. To achieve this, poinsettias should be kept in a spot where daytime temperatures are between 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit and 60 to 65 at night. Temperatures above the 75 will shorten the life of the blooms, and below 60 degrees may cause root rot. Place your poinsettia in a sunny window or the brightest area of your room, but don't let it touch the cold panes. Move the plants away from drafty windows at night and draw the drapes to avoid cold damage. Poinsettias are finicky when it comes to soil moisture. Avoid overwatering the poinsettias because they do not like wet feet. On the other hand, if the plant is allowed to wilt due to not getting enough water, it will drop some of its leaves. To maintain proper moisture, try sticking your finger in about 1/2 inch into the soil. If it's dry to 1/2 inch, the plant needs water. When it comes dry to the touch, water the plant with lukewarm water until some water runs out of the drainage holes, then discard the drainage water. Another question that has come up, are poinsettias poisonous? Despite rumors to the contrary, poinsettia leaves are not poisonous to humans or animals. Enjoy the beauty of the poinsettia plant this year and plan to keep them well into 2021. And now for my extension calendar. Last night we held our sixth program of our 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. Our next Zoom program will be January 7th, starting at 7 p.m., covering pasture, hay, and field care. Please visit our McPherson County website or social media posts for more information on upcoming programs or recordings of the past presentations. If you have any questions, you can call me at the office. Also coming in January is our Master Garden Spring Educational Programs. Our first is on January 28th, starting at 7 p.m., and we will have Ariel Whiteley Knoll covering houseplants. On a holiday note, our office will be closed from Christmas Eve till New Year's this year. We will be open on the 4th for any of your questions. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to take this time to wish my lovely wife a happy birthday and would like to send a wish from my family to yours that would say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. My prayer is for all to have a safe and joyous holiday season.